This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today met his New Zealand counterpart Todd McLay in Auckland at the India-New Zealand Business Forum. During the meeting, Goyal highlighted areas of cooperation between the two nations, including maritime, aerospace, defense, education, sports, and tourism. Goyal also addressed the Indian diaspora along with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and McLay. He said the government is working to promote ease of doing business by reducing tax burden, eliminating red tapeism, and lowering compliances. He added that the finalization of the free trade agreement between India and New Zealand will strengthen the trade and investment ties between the two countries. Further, it will also open immense opportunities for them. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today unveiled the India AI Governance Guidelines in New Delhi. These guidelines are a comprehensive framework to ensure safe, inclusive, and responsive AI adoption across various sectors. The guidelines were unveiled by Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government of India, Professor Ajay Kumar Sood, in the presence of the Ministry Secretary. On the occasion, Professor Sood said that the guiding principle that defines the spirit of the framework is simple: do not harm. He also said the Indian AI mission will enable this ecosystem and inspire many nations. Minister of State for Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today said that over 25 lakh people have adopted face authentication to generate their digital life certificate. Dr. Singh said this while addressing the launch of fourth nationwide digital life certificate campaign in New Delhi today. He also informed that the campaign will run till the end of this month. The minister also launched a booklet and short film on the campaign. State Governor K.T. Parnaik participated in the 556th birthday celebration of Sri Guru Nanak Ji Dev Ji at Gurudwara Sahib in Nahalagan today. He offered prayers before the Guru Granth Sahib and took part in the Anand Sahib Path and Ardas. The governor extended warm greetings to the people, particularly the Sikh community, on this sacred occasion. He said, Guru Nanak Jayanti is a festival that reminds all that the true essence of religion lies in righteousness, in living truthfully, serving others selflessly, and recognizing the divine spark in every being. The governor urged every citizen to imbibe the spirit of humility, honesty, and love in their daily lives. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has congratulated Bob Jayan Duya, Kanto Dangan, W. Kim Hoon, Karma Lekhi, and Mega Kamki on being inducted into the prestigious Indian Administrative Service IAS. In a social media post, Khandu said their elevation from the state civil service to the IAS is a recognition of dedication, integrity, and years of committed service to Arunachal Pradesh. He wished all continued success for their greater responsibilities in the service of the people and the nation. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast that Anjao, Lohit, Namsai, Changlang, Tirap, and Longding districts are in yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. The District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA Kaipanyar, today commenced a three-day community volunteer training program at Tajgi village under Paramputu Circle. The program aims to build a cadre of 100 trained community volunteers from the most vulnerable villages across the district. The training will also be conducted at Deed from 10 to 12 of this month and at Yazali from 13 to 15 of this month. The DDMA also encouraged active participation from all communities and assured continued efforts toward strengthening disaster resilience across Kaipanyar district. Government of Arunachal Pradesh has donated an ambulance to Likabali Military Station under Spear Corps in recognition of their service to the nation and particularly the state during humanitarian assistance and disaster relief HADR operations, blood donation camps, and civic aid in Lower Siang district. The initiative will further strengthen the civil-military cooperation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.